What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, welcome to Fightful. Here with a unique interview, probably one of the more unique ones that I have done. Found out about a few re-signings within TNA, and they said, yeah, let's get them on the horn, and some really good ones as well. The first guy I want to bring on, I was in Newport at the TNA tapings, and specifically a match that he had, the Good Hands, blew me away with Center and the Saint. We saw what that led to. Center and the Saint got signed like right after that. Happy to invite on John Schuyler, who has re-signed with TNA. How you doing, John?
I'm great, Sean. It's nice to finally catch up and sit down and talk to you a little bit.
Absolutely. Obviously, we'll talk about this a little bit more, but how you feeling? New year, new deal.
I'm very excited to see what happens in 2025. TNA's, as you know, is making a lot of moves, and this was the right move for me, and I'm excited to see what 2025 brings, not just for me, not just for my partner Jason Hotch, but for the other signees, the new signees, the re-signees, and everybody else in TNA wrestling.
The next person I'm going to bring on was in the closing shot of the first TNA Impact of the Year, holding those tag team titles above her head, has really made a great impression in the tag team scene as well, and looks to do that at TNA Genesis. The first time I interviewed her, she was about to have a match inside of a corporate office, and now look at this background. Look at this beautiful pool. Oof. We got Ash by Elegance, who is also re-signed with TNA. Ash, how you doing? But we have her.
We have her. She's there.
I can't hear Sean. I can hear you, but I can't hear Sean.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Here, maybe we could have
can
a conduit.
Me?
Maybe John Schuyler asks.
I'll ask all the questions. Ash, okay. How's it re-signing with TNA Wrestling? You had a big year. You were TNA, you signed with TNA first time in 2024. Now here you're back again in 2025. How is that for you?
This is absolutely amazing. It's been definitely a blessing. Seeing a year come and go, it just happens like this, especially being in a locker room full of amazing people with the same drive and dedication and determination. It's great. And this is, this is the place I really want to be. As I said before, I was really excited because it felt like TNA allowed us to have the creative freedom and do the things that we really wanted to do. And with that being said, it was true. And that's exactly why I re-signed with TNA, is because I love being able to go out there and do my thing and really be able to have input on what I do and what storylines I want to go forward with.
Well, I'm personally glad to have you back because this means that the Good Hands by Elegance could be a possibility.
That's right. I like that. And you're doing a great job with this interview. I don't know what's up with Sean, but...
He's coming to my job now.
I know.
Listen, last, certainly not least, the TNA Knockouts champion. We got Masha Slamovic. How you doing, Masha? Congrats on the new deal.
I'm doing well. Hopefully everyone here is doing well. And yes, I'm very excited to have re-signed with TNA. I think this is the perfect place for me right now. And I really look forward to taking the TNA brand, the TNA title around the world with me and, keep fighting at TNA and everywhere else.
So Masha, obviously you've increased in popularity. Your profile has risen so much in the last couple of years, really culminated with the TNA Knockouts Championship. How are you feeling about the Knockouts division heading into 2025?
I think, just as I've thought in previous years, that the Knockouts division is one of the strongest in the entire industry. I really believe that we have such a wonderful group of talent, not only in the Knockouts division, but also just across the board at TNA. and I'm extremely excited to be a part of it. And I really, like I said, I want to be a fighting champion, and I just want to defend the belt against every single person in the division.
Now, John, I mean, you might have to relay this one to Ash as well. You guys are now both integral parts of this tag team division, albeit granted different genders there. But how are you looking at the tag team division shaping up into 2025? Because there's been a lot of people come in. I mentioned Sinner and Saint. You guys obviously continue to make your impression felt.
Yeah, I'm excited about the tag team division. I have been initially when me and Jason Hotch kind of got put together, we were two total strangers. Like the first day we met was the day we found out we were going to be a
Wild.
team.
That's
And
insane.
the fact that we've developed this chemistry and we've really hit our stride was one of the big reasons I decided to resign. It's actually the main reason I decided to resign is because now it's not just about me, it's about my partner who has a baby at home, it's my partner who has a fiance at home. And now, we're a package deal, and I don't want to let anybody down by not being there. So I'm having fun at TNA. I think there's a lot for us to accomplish as a tag team, especially being, it's crazy that it took 2 years, but I feel like we're finally finding our groove as a team and putting forth some of our best matches. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds, especially coming up in 2025. It's TNA is going to get crazy here in the next month or two. And, when we first started teaming together, I think tag team titles seemed a little far-fetched for guys like us. I don't think so anymore. And that's why, that's the main reason that I resigned was for my partner.
No, and I definitely want to kind of go off of what you said. I definitely see big things for you in 2025. With that being said, I have to say that, no, I have to say as well, too, a big thing is I just feel like it's family. I feel like TNA, is a family. And how you said that you're doing this for your team, your partner is part of your team. I do feel like, my personal concierge, I met him the day I showed up at Hard to Kill last year, and we clicked. It was like an immediate connection, and I feel like I can't leave him. Like it's just the chemistry that we have, and it's magic when we come on TV. And then kind of expanding this Elegance brand, I remember, Heather coming in, and she was a girl that I was actually wrestling against in the beginning of my TNA career. And Gail had pulled me aside and was like, "What do you think of her?" And I was like, "Something, she has so much potential. Like she just is, she definitely is belongs in the TNA locker room." And then they were like, "Okay, well, we're thinking about signing her." And then they gave her a contract and they're like, "How about you bring her into your brand?" And it just feels right. So going off of what you said, going into 2025, I definitely want to capture those tag titles. I want to wrestle with Masha because I
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do believe we can create fireworks, and just, put on a show and show why TNA is going to be an amazing product to watch in 2025.
Masha, do you think over the next however long you're there, you can get Gail Kim to be nicer to me?
Well, you mentioned Gail Kim, and I was like, "Oh, is he gonna say that Gail Kim's gonna come back for a match with me?" Because
I would love that. Like, listen, all jokes aside, I mean, listen, I would geek out over Gail Kim coming back and wrestling. Is that something that you'd want to kind of needle at, push forwards?
Well, now that we're here live on this wonderful interview, that's gonna be one of my dream matches. We can start listing them off. I'm like, Gail, if you're watching, there we go. And
Well,
I
she is.
also
She's
want
got
to
notifications on. She's subscribed. You know she's watching.
Absolutely. And Ash mentioned that she would have liked to have a match, and I second that notion, and I hope that will happen in the year 2025.
Most definitely, Masha. Seeing you grow within the company is amazing, and seeing you, you know, represent that title around the world is actually awesome too. Like every time I'm on X, I always say Twitter, but every time I'm on X, I always see like a video of you just repping the TNA brand everywhere, and I think that's really, really awesome.
Thank you. That's something that's very important to me, and I take a lot of pride in taking the title with me everywhere I go, and that's another thing that I hope to continue to do in 2025.
Now, Masha, I'm not sure that Ash can hear me yet, but you guys did compete against each other a little bit over the last year. You were in at least a couple of matches together. How was that being in the ring with her?
I think it was a great experience. And again, I hope that there will be longer stretches that we spend in the ring together, because it's been very brief moments. But I mean, I don't think I've had a bad moment with anybody on the TNA roster. You know what I mean? Everyone here is really fun and different. They all bring something different to matches. You know what I mean?
And John, are there any particular opponents that you're looking towards? Obviously, like, listen, the Hardy Boys are there in TNA. Everybody loves being in the ring with the Hardy Boys. But even including them, you've been in there with the Rascals lately. An awful lot of really great talent.
Yeah, we got a great tag team division right now, both on the men's side and the women's side. And being a kid that grew up in South Carolina, undersized as a big pro wrestling fan, of course I'm going to say the Hardy Boys. Well, I guess they're not boys anymore. I guess they're just the Hardys. But, and solely because they're the tag team champions right now. And I think, you know, whether it's the Hardys or whether it's the Rascals coming out of Genesis as the tag team champions, I think me and Jason Hotch are definitely overdue for a tag team title shot. I mean, we've had, I think, one or two before, and I think we proved that we belong in that picture. And I think it's about time that people stop sleeping on the two of us. So whoever the tag team champions are, there's your answer.
And Ash absolutely, definitely, probably can't hear me right now. So maybe just if you could relay, John, her thoughts, feelings going into TNA.
I need my translator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, against Spitfire, because that's obviously a huge match.
Yeah, so Ash, what my good friend Sean Ross Sapp would like to know is, do you have any dream opponents for Ash by Elegance, or you and your partner Heather by Elegance? Do you guys have any dream opponents going into 2025 now that you are back with TNA Wrestling?
You know, I'm really excited because I love being in the tag team division as well, too, and then also being a singles competitor going forward. So I get the best of both worlds. I definitely feel as though that Heather and I, like you said, we have a lot to prove as individuals, but also together. So I would love to go after those tag titles in 2025 against Spitfire. Spitfire has been rocking and rolling, and they are amazing tag champions. But I think going up against the best of the best, Heather and I can pull it off, and we can be the new 2025 tag team champions. And with that being said, I would also like to go and visit Masha in the ring. I said that earlier. And just, you know, I just feel like she'll bring out a different style in me. Everyone that I have been in the ring with in TNA has brought out, you know, some kind of different something that I never knew I had inside of me. Going into 2024, my dream matches were with Jordynne Grace, and I came out and I felt like the world saw a different me. With Masha, the same thing. Masha has a very unique style, hard hitting, aggressive. You know, I have been in the ring with her and she's shouting across the ring in like a different language. I'm like, oh my God, what is she saying? Like, she's really scary. But she's one badass, you know, female wrestler, and I'm very excited to share the ring with her. And like I said, I feel like we can create magic.
And she doesn't have her own personal concierge.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. I mean, listen, not everybody gets their own personal concierge, but I promise, Masha, I promise he's not going to interfere.
Listen, if he's going to be there, just bring out the whole roster. Let's get the lumberjacks going.
He'll be busy cleaning that pool.
We'll do a little lumberjack and Jill match.
Yes.
On that note, guys, a reminder, check out TNA Genesis January 19th from the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas. Also, check out TNA Impact every Thursday night. We do a wonderful post show here on Fightful. I want to congratulate each of these three, John Skyler, Ashba Elegance, and Masha on signing their new deals. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.